He turned the pumpkin into a grand carriage, the field mice into 6 fine horses, and the frog into a pleasant coachman. Cinderella could hardly believe her eyes. She was overjoyed, until she realized that she did not have a gown for the ball. With another wave of her wand, the fairy godmother turned Cinderella's plain clothing into a gown of the finest fabric and design. And to make it even more special, her fairy godmother gave Cinderella a pair of shimmering glass slippers, which fit her feet perfectly. Cinderella looked beautiful. She stepped into the carriage and waved goodbye to her dear fairy godmother. But before she left, her fairy godmother gave her a warning. She told Cinderella that while her true beauty would never fade, the magic of the night would end. At midnight, her godmother's tricks would expire and all would be as it was before. At the ball, everyone was having a delightful time and dancing couples filled the ballroom. The prince was happy to see his guests having such fun, but he was not very interested in joining the festivities. That is, until he heard rumor of the arrival of a beautiful princess.